Sometimes
we get the fortune of good association, but only externally. And internally, it feels like we cannot properly connect or get that association. This can feel even more confusing. At least from a distance, we can understand why we may feel disconnected. But in association, to feel this way is very discouraging. Why does this happen, and how can we fix it?
Srila Guru Maharaj, he liked to quote that sloa, Sajatiya, Snigdhe, Sarusanga, Satovari. By superior association, we improve our ability to, in every way, to recognize what is substantial, to get at the inner meaning of the scripture, come in connection with substantial service opportunities. In every way, we benefit by superior association. But that is not achieved merely by recognizing that I'm in the presence of a superior Vaishnava. Told with regard to the highest type of Vaishnava, Mahabhagavata, that we should offer ourselves in service to them. That is the natural outcome of that recognition, that we should offer ourselves in service. And that will not be according to our idea. So the problem may be is that we have our idea of what that association will entail, as opposed to offering ourselves to the agent and following their direction. So, Prabhupada told us that when Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, some men were seeking his association and asking him for his blessings. And his blessings, he told, just stay here and take Krishna Nam with me. Don't return to your previously conceived obligation. Just stay here with me and take Krishna Nam. And Prabhupada said, they fled away. And then he said, Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj was a very humorous fellow. So, if there's no self-sacrifice, self-giving, offering oneself in service, then it's not, how can we expect association? And Guru Maharaj mentions when he heard Professor Sanyal say that if we go to read the Bhagavatam under the direction of the Vaishnava, it may be devotion. but if on our own initiative, for our own purpose, say ulterior motive, the same activity, the same words, it's the Bhagavatam, everything the same. So, but it may be karma kanda, which means imposing our desires upon the higher. That cannot be association. So it may be karma kanda. He said it may be bikarma. It may even be detrimental. Again, with Babaji Maharaj, when the Bhagavat reciter wanted to recite the Bhagavatam before Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj with the intention that it'll be profitable for his Bhagavatam recitation business in the future. Like people, they show a list. I've recited for all these, and Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. Somehow it occurred, and we hear afterwards Babaji Maharaj tell the people around to get some cow dung and cow urine and cleanse the place. And everyone is shocked because it is conventionally understood on the basis of the Bhagavad itself and other scriptural evidence that the speaker is purified, the hearer is purified, the audience is purified. The very place where the activity takes place is purified. The Braja, we could quote the Gopi Gita. Tavakatam ritam tapta jivanam kavibir iditam kalmasha abham shravanam mangalam srimadatatam bhuvi bhuvi grin, huh? Grinanti buridajana. We take grinanti buridajana. This is life saving nectar. We're told only the fortunate people in this life, they'll get the opportunity to hear about Krishna. Krishna conception. Krishna and his pastimes. Krishna Leela. But here, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, the spiritual expert, the substantial Vaishnava, after this recitation, he wants to cleanse the area as if some type of slaughter just took place. Something unholy, purifying, polluting. So then it cannot literally, it cannot association, it cannot be understood in some literal sense. So Rupa Goswami is saying, Anya bilashita shunyam jnana karmadhyanavratam. No ulterior motive. A karma, not jnana of any sort. The desire to know or ulterior motive means our own purpose. So Sridhar Swami says, Ado arpita paschad kriyeta. Beginning, middle, and end must be for Krishna. Guru Maharaj said, if the Guru or Vaishnava wants you to be at their side, should you flee and go away? And the inverse, if they're sending you to do some particular seva, should you demand to stay at their side? Mahaprabhu is telling his associates, in the execution of his order, they will have his association. The mysterious aspect one mysterious aspect of Krishna's pastimes is that he separates himself, apparently, from the Braja Gopis. What seems to be cruel. But it's revealed by the acharyas and their commentaries that really the outcome is increased love and affection. Their devotion comes with increased intensity. So association implies some level of adherence to what is heard. Fidelity, faithfulness. Sometimes Guru Maharaj will speak of accuracy and reproduction. It's fidelity, faithfulness to the concept, to the conceptual seed that has been expressed. Will it enter the heart and the deep heart's core and influence movement and activity and dedication as an outcome? So, at the heart of the matter is to, in recognition of superior association, to offer oneself in service, either literally or in principle by faithful reproduction of what has been received, extending that to others. In that verse where Mahaprabhu says, Amara gyai guru hoya taro e desh, jaridako tari kaho Krishna upadesh. And pursuit of this order of my mind, of mine to extend Krishna conception to others. If you're sincere and faithful, you won't be overwhelmed by the mundane current. So, we're interested in the lifelong pursuit of Krishna consciousness. Lifelong service aspiration. In a sense, we can say, Madhavendra Puri, this highest type of expression, when is it coming to him? He's on his disappearance bed. At that time, something deep from within the core of his heart is rising and being expressed. So we cannot demand realization, association, achievement. There's no, you know, quick fix. Means to engage in, you know, spiritual culture with an aspiration to serve. So we're described as aspiring servitors. It's the heart's inner aspiration to, that's a very high position to be Krishna Das. a servant of Krishna. When Gaudiya Math was assailed, attacked, that they're preaching, you know, slavery. Srila Saraswati Thakur said, no, which is the they're preaching slavery, which is the degradation of a human being. Saraswati Thakur's response was, Gaudiya Math stands for the dignity of the human race. To achieve the position of a servant of Krishna is the most exalted attainment. So we don't consider that we are that. It is an aspiration that we're nurturing. Mm-hmm. And except for service, what is our capacity to associate with the higher Vaishnava, the most superior type of association? How can we interact as those men? They went to Gaur Kishore Das Babaji. He immediately responded, here's what you can do. That they were unable to do. So, Srila Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj, his way, what he demonstrated personally, is to serve the lotus feet of Srila Guru Maharaj and arrange all the services in connection with the service of his holy lotus feet. He's not concerned about his own level of achievement. But wherever there's clearly some service opportunity, he's eager for that, however trivial it might seem to be. Epitomized in what is expressed by Rupa Goswami and Lalita Astakam, Radha Mukunda Parasambhava Garma Bindu Nirmanchana Pakurani Kritadeho Laksham Utungaso Hrida Vishesha Vishat Pagalbam Devim Gunai Sulalitam Lalitam Namami. Ready to sacrifice herself 1,000 times, 100,000 times to see to the least aspect of service of the higher plane, upper world. In praise of Radharani, Rupa Goswami, Hari Pada Naka Koti Prishta Parjanta Simha Ta Tamapi Kalyantam Pranir Bishta Doham Pramodita Madurakshi Vrinda Vaidag Yudhika Gurum Ati Gurum Kirtim Radhika Marjayami. The least aspect of the upper world, we're told, the repeatedly, to approach the lotus feet. But here is even a more refined conception. What would be the least aspect of the lotus feet? Okay. Would be the nails. Hari Paranaka means the nails of the holy lotus feet of Sri Hari Krishna. And what is said here, that Srimati Radharani considers that least aspect of Krishna is more valuable than our own highest aspect of self, magnified millions of times. What kind of a concept is that? The least aspect of that plane is more valuable than the highest aspect of myself, magnified a million times. That's actually an intoxicating vision. And that sort of vision will draw the greatest remuneration from the least type of connection. To appreciate the value and to understand how to assess and weigh its merit, its substance, its value, what is the system for doing that? So it means Krishna consciousness has to be conceived properly. Therefore, the beginning, sambandhagyan. See the proper relationship between things and the proper perspective. And we're told, again, Professor Sanyal, when he came to Gaudiya Math, although he was the head examiner at a university, means of a PhD committee, he's the head examiner. You have to get his approval to get your PhD. When he came to Gaudiya Math, he's sweeping the stairs. Because he thinks, sweeping the stair of the Math is superior to karma gyan of this world. Being a sweeper in the Math is a superior position to the head examiner at the university. So how fortunate am I to get this opportunity? Of course, in time, he became the editor of the books. He made so many literary contributions. But this points to his spirit, his understanding, the perspective. So we're told one word from Guru is we are incapable of repaying the wealth within one word of Sri Guru. We can't, if we offered the world as pranami, it would be insufficient. That type of vision and thinking, Srila Gurudev, about Srila Guru Maharaj, he said, one word from Srila Guru Maharaj is sufficient to make us his slaves forever. Slavery is a good way to associate with the higher. There was something in what those people said. Yes, teaching slavery, divine slavery. We've seen the grandfather, grandmother say happily, they're the slaves of grandchild. With a big smile on their face. They might have had a big position in the world, so have so much wealth. They openly, happily admit, I'm the slave of this child. And everyone praises them for that type of love and affection. Oh, see how sweet grandma and grandpa. We didn't know that such sweetness was within them. There, what Guru Maharaj said in Vrindavan, what do we aspire to be? Happy dancing slaves. But slave to whom? Right. We object to that. Why? Because we want to defend being slaves of our senses. That's the only kind of slavery that makes sense to us. Right? Being a slave of the tongue, belly, genital, etc. That we understand. We're ready to die for that freedom. Freedom for the senses. That's our flag. We march for freedom for the senses. That we're willing to die for. Right? People always say, I'm willing to die for that freedom. But Guru Maharaj is like, no. Then there's another concept, is freedom from the senses. And as the Netaji statue at the Calcutta airport, the bust of Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose, the famous Bengali freedom fighter, with this legend, says, give me your blood and I'll give you freedom. People like that kind of thing. Fires up the troops. give me your blood and I'll give you freedom. But Gurudev said, if you can catch what this says, we can get something substantial. Gurudev said, and Guru Maharaj would say, give me your blood and I'll give you devotion. That we should line up for. What if association means giving your blood? It's fine if it means nectar collector. Right? I've got the higher association. I'm getting so much nectar, and my nectar collection is expanding because of higher association. That's true if one has the capacity. Bishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, in his commentary, what is it? Sararta, Darshinitika. At one point, he begs forgiveness from the reader, saying, forgive me, I've become a jeweler, a jewel merchant. I think Chakrabarti Thakur has become a businessman. And now he's selling jewelry. What? And I become a jewel. But what does he mean? Like, Chintamani slokas. These slokas are like so many gems. And his interpretations of them are like facets, coruscating flashes of divine devotional brilliance coming out of his heart, really. His deep heart's core. That's where all that comes from. But he's begging forgiveness from the readers. That's another plane. Saraswati Thakur would sometimes quote the Bhagavatam sloka. It has the word chindanti, chind, in it. I forget the rest, where he says that sadhu is one who cuts sharply with sometimes unpleasant language. Back to Babaji Maharaj. And others. So, main thing is adherence, faithful adherence. Shraddha, shraddhan vito anushvanayat atavarnayedyat. Faithful representation, not in a literal sense, but in the spirit. That's why we have to go to particular guru for the mantra, particular line, sampradaya bihinaye mantraste nishpalamata. Otherwise it won't produce the fruit. Or maybe it'll produce poison fruit. Avaishnava mukho girnam putam harikatam ritam sravanam naiva kartavyam sarpo chistam yatapayo. We are only interested in hearing these things, this Krishna conception, from our Guru Varga. Not from any other source. So we demonstrate our faithful adherence by there are general orders and instructions, and there may be specific orders and instructions by offering ourselves as instruments to the fulfillment of those orders. We have their association. Anything else on that or other? like Prataparudra Maharaj, the Rath Yatra is coming. Right, we're approaching Rath Yatra. The Gundicha Marjan is coming in a couple days, and Rath Yatra. Prataparudra Maharaj, so much one of the association of Mahaprabhu. And we know Mahaprabhu, it's mysterious. He's playing, but it hurts to hear. We're rooting for Prataparudra Maharaj. We want him to get the association of Mahaprabhu, and we're hopeful. And so are all the devotees. And when they bring it up to Mahaprabhu, he's saying, what are you asking me? In that culture, and then he's saying, to vibrate the name of a king is polluting. What is to get the association of that type of materialist? And it's so upsetting to Mahaprabhu that he threatens to leave the association of all the devotees if they bring it up again or if they pursue it. How crushing would that be to be in the position of Prataparudra Maharaj? Mahaprabhu is so near, and he refuses to allow you to have his darshan and make some derogatory comments. Who could withstand that? What type of devotee? What type of heart? He sees in the absence of that prospect, everything is useless. But that's a conversation that I believe represented by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya to Mahaprabhu. Ramananda comes, his order from Mahaprabhu was to retire from the government service and come and join him in Jagannath Puri. So he mentions that this Prataparudra Maharaj had allowed him to retire with a full salary, pension, everything. And he started praising his devotional qualities. He's not necessarily aware of this conversation of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. When Mahaprabhu hears that, and coupled with the king's desire for his association, his darshan, he says that he's got the grace of a devotee like you, Ramananda, then certainly Krishna will be merciful to him. That he's got the grace of the devotees, Mahaprabhu was saying, that then that will bring Krishna and his connection. It's actually even better this way. And then Sarvabhauma gets that idea, and he tells Prataparudra Maharaj, when the Rath Yatra comes and Sri Chaitanya Dev, he is dancing madly in ecstasy. He's got his Udanda Nritya, where he's leaping straight up in the air and coming down. Then his Tandava Nritya. Well, he has the Madhur, sweet type of dancing. And Tandava Nritya, dance of devastation, depending on the type of ecstasy he's feeling. What he's saying, but certainly a break will come along the way in this particular garden, and at that time, without your royal dress, just in the dress of a simple Vaishnava, you enter there and massage the Lord's feet from the exhaustion of dancing and sing to him the Panchadhyayi, these five chapters of the Rasa Leela from the 10th canto, beginning with this Gopi Gita. And I'm sure he'll be merciful to you. And at that time, Mahaprabhu doesn't know. He's so lost in divine thought and ecstasy. Pratap Rudra Maharaj is massaging his feet and he thinks, Tavakatamritam tapta jivinam kaviviriditam kalmasha abaham. Shravanamangalam srimadatanam bhuvi grinanti te burida jana. And this makes Mahaprabhu so happy. Saying burida jana, that means this is the greatest thing you can do for anyone, and you just did it for me. And traveling with Muraleeswara Prabhu once in Mother Russia. Wasn't it this place where there's a big lake? Petrozavodsk? Is that a name of a city? Right? And there's a big lake, you know. If you guys don't know, then don't. Let's just say there is. And we're staying in one place, and we're having these programs, and the devotee there, his sister's like listening to the programs. And this is sort of an answer to this question as well. And she said, you're always, you know, talking about Krishna. And she said, why don't you do something, you know, to help other people? Like you could go out and distribute food or clothes, you know, do something. Here you're all just happily talking about Krishna every night. And I thought, this is right. In other words, not to fault her, but she's saying she cannot understand how this is a valuable thing. Mahaprabhu is embracing Prataparudra Maharaj, saying, Burida Jana. Yes, those people who tell us about Krishna, they're giving us something substantial. This is the best thing you can do for somebody in this world. Right? If it's real, not for your purpose, then it goes somewhere else. Why Babaji Maharaj is objecting. But Shraddhanvito Anushranayad Atabarnayadya, but faithful to Guru and Vaishnav, Sadhu and Shastra, that sort of representation, saying this is the best thing you can do for anybody in this world. I think, you mean better than giving them some food, something to eat or some shelter? Yes, better than, because all of this will vanish. Only this addresses the inner necessity of the heart. Only this is capable of touching the heart in a meaningful way. When Guru Maharaj went to collect the donations on behalf of Gaudiya Math for a temple, Madras, and it had really thought all he has to do is go to this place, they'll give the check, give a receipt and go. But something happened and the government there, or whatever, I think it was in Jaipur, that maybe in Rajasthan, I forget. But when he got there, another man was suddenly, another bureaucrat showed up. And he was hard. And he said, if there's any extra funds, they'll be used for some sort of philanthropic work. So suddenly, they're not going to get anything. You think it won't be used for some temple. We'll use it to help serve the people if there's extra funds, but not to fund some temple. And Guru Maharaj, he was in trouble as a preacher. What should have been something simple, now you're going to come back empty-handed. So he prayed, the Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, like, to his Gurudev for some help for some inspiration. And where it came and how it descended is atypical, unexpected, shocking, and one, because he quoted this verse from the Bhagavatam that comes after the Rasalila has been shown. And when Sukadev looks at the group, as we're told, all these great rishis, Gurudev would say, with big long beards, you know, some of them, they're shocked by what he said. In the beginning of the Bhagavatam, he said, Jugupsitam Dharma Krite, talks about what is irreligious. He's saying that what has become irreligious? Religion. Religion is the worst thing. Vyas is being chastised by Narada for what? You gave religion to the world. What? I thought that was a good thing. No, everyone will think by following what you said. They'll just remain. It's like a system to be happy and attached in the mundane world. No one will get liberated that way, really. You won't break the knot that's got a stranglehold on the heart with your religion. You've given them a way to remain bound. You didn't mean that, but that's how they'll take it. So you've got to free the people with something that can cut. Bidite hridaya granti chidyante sarva sankshaya. That can cut the knots that have a stranglehold on the heart. What is that? Hridrogam, lust. Muktir hitvanyata rupam svaropena vivasati. If you don't educate the people about a life of prospect in a world other than this one, they will conclude the only place you can express these sort of tendencies, including eros, is here. So unless you properly describe Krishna conception and comprehensively, culminating in Madhura Rasa and the possibility of divine service in that plane, they will conclude the only thing you can do is exploit others for enjoyment. Cannot conceive how you could offer yourself and experience another type of happiness and self-giving, dedication and to the extremes of happiness. Are you saying, so they're saying, so in the beginning you told us that religion was bad, basically. And you're going to give us the real thing. Right? You're saying, following these moral codes and everything, bad. Now what are we going to hear? Now you're going to tell us the real thing. And what do you tell us? That the supreme entity, the Aprakrita Lila of Krishna, as Guru Maharaj put it this way, not only are you telling us that God is a man, like that's difficult enough to digest, but you're telling us he's an immoral man. So Sukadeva and Purgat Maharaj, they're like, Vikriditam idam rajabadu vir idam ca Vishnu. That's why Vishnu is used there. No, he's not a man, he's Vishnu, it's God. Sometimes Vishnu means God. I mean, always. But here particularly, to not think that that Krishna is less than the Supreme. Krishna's too, Bhagavan Swayam, and the list of so many avatars, incarnations. That's what Sukadev said. But Sutta, when he was repeating what he heard, he thought, well, if they just hear the list like that, Krishna's buried in the list. They'll take him as one of them. So yeah, Krishna's too, Bhagavan. But Krishna, all you've heard in this list, 24, Krishna's too, Bhagavan. He's Bhagavan. Swayam Bhagavan is Krishna. It's his play to descend like this. of Prakriti Lila. Krishnera Jateka Kela Sarvatam Naralela Naravavu Tahara Swarup Gopa Vesh Venukar Navakishore Natabar Naralela Hoya Anurup. And it's just perfect for Krishna's pastimes. His Somya Rupam that makes Arjuna calm. Virat Rupa was scary. And his Somya Rupam, he becomes calm again. The beautiful form of Krishna. And Krishna says, this is the form that is rarest and ever sought by all the great devatas. And they're waiting at the end of day when Krishna comes back from a hard day of cow herding. It's Krishna, Balaram, the cowherd boys, Brahma, Shiva, other devatas, they're waiting to have a glimpse of Krishna. The Paramatma yogis, how much austerity, penance they're doing to have a glimpse of Krishna in their hearts. And that Krishna with his brother and coward, they're having lunch on the banks of the Jamuna and having so much fun. Yajna Bhuk, who only eats by yajna. That's what they know, what the Vedas know and the followers of the Vedas know. He eats by yajna. Brahma knows that too. And Brahma says, that Yajna Bhuk is sitting on the bank of the Jamuna with his brother and friends. They're all playing around and playing games with each other and stealing each other's lunch. That is that possible? So, Purikit Maharaj and Sukadev, they're working in tandem. So, he has to give some qualifiers. Saying, you know, Nilakant Shiva, by drinking an ocean of poison, his neck turned blue. He could digest it. He's saying, these pastimes of Krishna, if you're not, what is Shiva known as? Dhira. Dhira. The last line in that verse. Bhakti param bhagavati rid rogam ashru api henuti achirena dhira. If you're not like Shiva, who was undisturbed by his consort, Parvati, she couldn't agitate him, disturb him. And you, otherwise, then you won't be able to digest these topics. But Shraddhan Bhuto Anushranaya Dattabharanaya, but faith, if you can hear from a proper source with faith, that means the disciplic line, that means Saraswati, Chaitanya Saraswati, Saraswati Thakur, Gaudiya Math. Ramar said, we're establishing that center. The place where you can become free from the stranglehold that lust has on the heart, the hridrogam, the heart disease, that everyone is the cause of everyone's suffering in material existence. We're opening up a hospital that treats that condition. Said, and then Guru Maharaj, with some peculiar inspiration, he said, when I was in the body of an elephant, I ate jungles and that hunger wasn't satisfied. In the body of a stool-eating pig, I ate a mountain of stool, that hunger wasn't satisfied. Hridrogam, heart disease. Consumption, that I'm a consumer, I'm an exploiter, I'm the lord of all I survey. Right? Lord of the tiny skull-sized kingdom. And the man started, tears welled up in his eyes. Guru Maharaj touched his heart. And he said, then the man said, Swamiji, I believe in God. Like, don't get me wrong. Guru Maharaj said, your eyes are the evidence of that. As tears were coming down his eyes. So Guru Maharaj said, our mat is a hospital to cure this disease that everyone's suffering from. And the man's writing the check. And yes, that money should be given for a mat. not just to give someone their necessities so they can spend another day in hell. Right? Srila Guru Maharaj said of Saraswati Thakur, and someone said, he must have been very sweet. Guru Maharaj said, yes, but it could only be detected within. He said, externally he appeared like a devastator. Nikila Bhuvanamaya, Chinavachinakarti, Bibuddha, Bahulam Rigya Mukti, Mohantadatri, Shitilidividi, Raga Radha Radhesha Dani Vilasatu Hridi Nityam Bhakti Siddhantavani. Said he had the sweetness of Vrindavan within, and it could only be detected within. He is more affectionate than your own mother and father in desiring your supreme welfare. By his mercy, we're sitting here having this talk, repeating what his conception that he pushed into the hearts of his followers. Vilasatu hridi nityam bhakti siddhantavani, still vibrating. We want to offer ourselves in service to that divine vibration. Guru Maharaj said, Saraswat Brahmins, and by extension you can say in the Saraswat Mat, word traders. Business is words, but divine words, divine speech, Dibhyabani, Bhakti Siddhanta Bani, Saraswat, Saraswati. Life-changing words. Heart of Krishna conception. Pravishta Karna Randrena, Swanam Bhavam Sarohruham, Dunoti Shamalam Krishna, Shaliyasya, Shalilasya, Yata Sharat. So Mahaprabhu embraced Pratapa Rudra Maharaj saying, you're giving, this is the real thing that needs to be given to everybody. Saraswati Thakur said, Harikata Durvika, the only shortage, the only famine there is in this world is a shortage of talks of Krishna. And Gauragata Grananti, the primary function, the members of Chaitanya Saraswat Mat, Mahaprabhu, Gaurakata, means Krishna Kata, Radha Krishna Kata. So that's the only shortage there is in this world. Sometimes Saraswati Thakur, walking through the press, looking at the flats of what's about to be published, in some article and say, how many times does he mention Krishna in that article? And you go, oh, this many times. Oh, then it's a good article. How many times do you hear Krishna and Gauranga, Nityananda? Oh, that's a good article. We have songs. You look at the morning song. There's names of all these exalted Vaishnavas. Malini Srivasa Jai Jaya Chandra Shekhar Acharya Jai Nityananda Rai Gadadhara. Just singing their names will liberate people. Don't need to understand that. What it all means. Just vibrate the names of these personalities and it'll be for your supreme benefit and welfare. It's the same thing that Sukadeva Goswami was giving. Same thing from Narada, from Brahma, Narada, Vyas, to Sukadeva, to Sutta, Bhakti Vinod Paribar, Saraswati Thakur, Guru Vargala. The same thing, thread, divine stream, current, coming down into this plane, and we're trying to offer ourselves in service to that. bhakti param bhagavati pratilabdhikamam ridrogam ashu api hinoti achirena dhira. But at the heart of the matter for Pratapa Rudra Maharaj, Mahaprabhu himself indicated its future fortune by saying, if the devotees, they have some appreciation for you, and they're your, what is it? Someone who pleads on behalf of another person. Well, you can say many things, but well-wisher is one of them. They, can direct Krishna's mercy to someone, then it's for sure. Asraya loya bhaje tare Krishna nahi tyaje akarane marane gelo. Narottam Thakur was saying, don't try to approach Krishna directly. Take shelter of his devotee, then automatically you get Krishna. Sarvo hridayam madhyam. Sarvanam is it? Praham. Aham. I am in the hearts of the sarvas. They're in my heart. That's how to get to the heart of Krishna. Take shelter of his devotee, offer oneself in service. Then the association can become deeper, more substantial, more meaningful. Has to be some service connection.